All right, we're talking some pro hockey now with Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you on this beautiful spring day?
Good, Rick. How are you, buddy?
Doing well, doing well. Coach, the first thing I have to ask you, it just pops right out of my mind. Did you ever think you'd see the day when the Bruins in a single season had 60 wins at the same time Canadiens had 30?
Never. 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 But that, you know, that's the disappointing part too, right?
Yep.
To me is, you know, Montreal came to the Garden last week or 2 weeks ago for one time. I mean, that
right.
ruined that rivalry, which is really, really tough for, you know, the fans of Boston and Montreal and even Toronto. I mean, it would be nice to get more original six games in here, you know?
You know, the first thing I learned about New England sports when I moved up here as a senior in high school, the very first rivalry I learned about, I already knew about the Red Sox and Yankees, which was nothing. It wasn't even a rivalry back then. But it was Montreal-Boston. And Boston at that time in the mid-60s to late-60s just started coming on. And they got frustrated so many times by Montreal. But what fabulous games they were. So I agree with you. It just doesn't have that same spark. Plus, you know, when what do they play, like 2-3 times a year now, and that's it?
Yeah, yeah, and that's lousy. I mean, how you know, psyched we used to get Montreal, Boston coming in, or Toronto, or, you know, it's
yep.
just all the, it was just really exciting. It was going to be a really hard, tough fought game, and you know, it was something to look forward to. I don't feel like there's anybody really. You know, that everybody's jumping off the seat to get tickets for. I mean, they are now because the Boston's doing so well. But, you know, Boston, I mean, Montreal, that was a must-have ticket.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some of these other teams were must-have tickets. I mean, I just love the original six. I wish we could see more of it. But the way the alignment is, it's tough.
Let me ask about scheduling, Coach. You know, the NHL is as physical a sport, I think, as you could come across, and they play, a lot of times these guys play 3-4 games a week. They play these back-to-back games where they have to travel to one city, go to another. Now, I know when Kyrie Irving was bitching about he had to take some rest before the playoffs, I did not identify with that, because if I'm paying $1,000 to take my family to a basketball game, I want to see the starters out there. But in hockey, man, what toll does it take? Even if you're not injured per se, the physical aspect of the sport, what does it do at this time of year?
Well, that's why Montgomery's resting guys. I mean, strategically, you know, you get that bye week maybe after the All-Star break, and you know, you fit days in. I mean, even in my high school season, I fit mental health days in.
Mm-hmm.
Have to, because. You know, it's a grind. It's a tough grind. You're always moving out there. And now you put the games in, the physicality and the mental aspect of it. You know, everybody, you know, you think that, you know, teams are, yeah, they have private planes. They have nice food on the planes. They have this and that, the amenities. But the fact is, a six-hour flight's a six-hour flight.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still in the air. But, you know, you leave here, you go on the West Coast, you know, you're talking a six-hour flight and then jumping around after games because it's a must that you have to be in the town that you're playing in the night before.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're leaving after the game and, you know, you're getting in at 3 or 4 in the morning. And then you're getting up for your pregame meal at 1. And then you get into the team meeting. And then it's a grind.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just... You know, you're traveling, you're playing in the city the next day. It's the behind the scenes of eating, nutrition, you know, your sleep deprivation, you know, all that factors in. So, you know, that's why all that work's done in the summertime, to stay in shape. And they have team psychologists just for these reasons of, you know, being tired mentally. So it's a full gamut of what you need to do to win the Stanley Cup. And be prepared for it.
And Dale, each step up, as you go from, I don't know what it was, and you know, years ago, but you go from peewees, you go to high school, then you might go to either college or junior or whatever, then you go to the minors, and then you go to the majors. But each step up is such a giant step, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you're asking just look at an 18 or a 19-year-old kid, although it's different now in the NHL, you know, these kids are huge. I mean, they're already training back when they're 14, 15, so their bodies are taking shape. But still, you're going out there against men. That's a man's league. And, you know, I would say 90% of it is mental. You know, you have to be able to prepare to be how you handle yourself, how you fit into a team. There's an awful lot that goes into picking a team. It's just not skill. Skill you can beat. Skill with chemistry and everything else that goes into winning, that's going to be tough to beat.
What do you see with the Bruins? I'm sorry, Coach. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask you, with regard to that, I was going to ask you about the Bruins in particular, three things. Size, they're huge.
Yep.
Speed and chemistry, they've got it all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, they do. And again, it's going to be tough because Boston's under the microscope, unfortunately. As great of a season as they're having, you know, it could, you know, you don't want it to turn into just a record-setting season, regular season, and then, you know, somebody figures out how to get you in the playoffs. It's almost going to be a travesty if they don't win the Cup with everything that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have it all. And I think yesterday, and, you know, even against St. Louis, you know, they're not having a great year, but hey, it's the NHL. You know,
yeah.
You're resting players, and you still find a way to come out with a win there as key players.
It's funny. I think, you know, they're resting Patrice Bergeron, and I think, in my opinion, he's not only the team MVP, but he's the league MVP, but he's not going to get that award, obviously. What do you see with your coach's eyes, Dale, when you watch a game that Joe average fan like me doesn't see? Because, you know, I see the obvious on TV and they do the highlights and stuff, but you see everything that goes on there. What are the Bruins doing that's right?
They don't give you any time. They're in your shirt. It's like watching football. You think the quarterback has a lot of time back there when the ball snapped?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to look at everything around it. These linemen are coming off the line, you know, in record speed, and they're on you. I mean, it looks like you have time. You don't. These guys are getting killed as soon as they, you know, they pass it or hand it off. Same thing in hockey. You pass it, or you're taking it to those dirty areas. You know, it's a tough, tough physical game. So, you know, they don't give you any time. They take away your time and space very well. They're physical. They're playing the body, which is like a prize fight. You got to keep hitting to wear them down. So in the third period, you know, that's where you can try to take it over.
Hmm.
But they're very good on the penalty kill. They're very, obviously their goaltending is incredible. That tandem's unbelievable. They got good puck moving D. They're pushing pucks up ice. They spend minimal time in their own end. So they've got guys on the back end. That Orlov was an unbelievable addition. Obviously, Lindholm was an unbelievable addition. The pieces that they put in, Bertuzzi as a grinder, all these guys that they've put in to that puzzle have really proven out. You know, not everybody's a goal scorer. Not everybody's a checker. So you got to find that blend, especially in the middle, to get secondary scoring, which they're getting, continue with that chemistry that's so important. But right now, they're playing a full game of, you know, three zones, and they don't give you much, and if you make a mistake against them, they're pretty good at turning that into chances.
They're, I always talk about this when I ask you about a coach in a defense. Their team defense, we talked about Taylor Hall at one time, and it seems to me, I mean, I watch guys come back check. Even someone like Pastrnak, who's got, you know, 56 goals or whatever it is, he's come flying back on defense. And so, you know, that stuff that Claude Julien promoted and so on, it's still there, but now they've got the offense to go with it. But tell me about coming back on again, Dale, because these guys, they'll sacrifice an offensive zone chance to come back and get the ball, you know, get the puck out of the zone.
Well, when your best player, Bergeron, is your hardest working player at all three zones, you know, that's something to take from.
Uh-huh.
You know, and If he's doing it, he's going to hold everybody else accountable to do it, because that's how you win. You win with defense first. You know, hopefully you have a, you know, every team usually has a bulletin board with what the keys of the game is, and usually a lot of it's shots on goal for and against. Chances, zone time, you know, that's what's important to the winning. And when Bergeron's doing it, everybody's doing it. Mm. And now Marchand's playing that complete game.
Yes, yes.
You got guys that are playing that complete game, and it's so important, because you can't have any chinks in the armor right now. They've done a great, masterful job at putting the puzzle together. They've got the right pieces. They're all committed to the cause. And if somebody messes up, you know, they're not afraid to hold each other accountable, which is so important, as long as you're doing it the right way. Right now, they've got everything.
A couple of times recently, other teams have taken some shots at Bergeron that we don't usually see over the year. You'll see him get checked cleanly, but these were questionable. And the first one I think of is Marchand coming to his defense, and the Bruins will do that.
Yep.
But is that a strategy? The opposition will...
I can't.
What's that?
I'm sorry. No, I said it was Pitlick or Montreal that started this whole thing, and then the other kid from the other night, but... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just saying, is that a strategy that coaches might be employing now to go after Bergeron, to get the Bruins out of their rhythm, to, you know, they get penalties drawn on guys defending Bergeron? Is that a strategy?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look how Tampa Bay started the game a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
They started all their tough guys, and they're sending a message. You know, they're sending the message for the playoffs. They're sending the message that, you know, you care less who you are. You know, the playoffs is coming. It's the second season. It's a different season.
Wow.
So this is what you play for. You play for the cup, and that's what they're sending that message early, that, you know, be ready. And, you know, the Bruins, I love Frederick. You know, I think they have a couple of guys there that can, you know, mix it up a little bit, but, you know, not that fighting is going to be huge in the playoffs, because it's not like the old days. Everybody's afraid to take penalties now because power plays are so good. The power set is so good on every team. So you really have to be careful, especially if you're getting an instigator. So I just think that, you know, the toughness is going to be put to the test, but that's definitely a strategy, Rick. You got to go. You go after their captain, and if the captain stands up, then you got a war. If they fold a little bit and they don't come to somebody's defense, then that's going to be a tough one. Actually, they were talking about it the other day. McDavid hit a guy from behind, which normally brings everybody together for a brawl, and nobody did anything.
Wow, yeah.
And, because I guess it's McDavid, but and McDavid didn't even get the penalty that he should have, the minutes that he should have got that fit the punishment. So, you know, everybody's afraid to take penalties against top teams, because usually playoffs are decided by one goal.
Well, the Bruins aren't afraid to take the penalty because they got a great penalty kill and they're going to protect Bergeron, I know. And it looks like they're going to protect each other. But I think a final question I want to ask you about, Coach, is something you mentioned the other day about a Jim Montgomery or look-alike. And now I'm going to say, what's the Christian Hansen look-alike doing behind the bench? How do you rate Montgomery's job?
Oh, he's tremendous. I mean, it's all about communication. It really is. And it's all about how you deliver your message. You know, there's different ways to deliver a message. It can be, you know, militant. It can be, you know, you don't communicate with your players, you're the field general. Those Lombardi days are over. You know, you got young kids, you got guys that are, you know, been in the league a long time. You better know how to approach a situation, how to get the message across. I definitely think it helps when you've coached or played in the league. Because you've had different coaches, you might pick up on something that another coach has done that you like, what you don't like. At the end, it's got to be your style. But I think his calling card is really how he's communicating with the players, but also how he's challenging them, but not demeaning them.
Mm-hmm.
He's more demanding, not demeaning, which I think is an important quality in a coach. And as long as you do things in the right way and you're calling guys out, you know, it's got to be constructive. It's got to be for the whole cause. It can't be, you know, you're going to get a player now to go against you, and that's how it all starts in the downward spiral. So he's doing a tremendous job at getting his message across. He knows how to manage people, obviously, and I think that's his biggest characteristic.
One of the games, I think it was the Winter Classic, he actually said to the media, he said, well, you know, I was on the guys, and the guys told me, Coach, don't worry about it. We got this. They were down 2-1 or something like that, and they went out and won the game. You ever had a kid come back to you and say, Coach, don't worry about it. We got this.
Yeah, at our level, though, it's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go show me. You know, that's what I love about Montgomery is that, you know, you're watching him right now, and he's actually amping it up a little bit as we get into the playoffs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is intensifying, but he's smart. You know, he's a field general. He's resting those guys. He's limiting some ice time. I mean, I heard probably the stupidest thing I've ever heard in hockey the other day by that Felger and Maz. Basically, it must be for ratings. But they were saying how Pasternak, you know, is getting too much ice. He turns the puck over way too much.
Oh, God.
He's really not what everybody thinks he is. And it took everything in me to say, what are these guys saying?
Yep.
I mean, that it has to be for ratings, because there's nothing worse than someone's critiquing you and has the power of the mic of a pen and has never played a down or never played a period or never played an inning.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that are critiquing you. For me, what Pasternak is doing right now is absolutely amazing.
I'm glad you brought that up, Coach. We talk about that a lot, to Kearns and me and the sports writers about Boston Talk Radio, and the problem is you got people out there trying to fill 24 hours, and as you say, they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Nope.
Just complain, you know.
We're lucky. We have great journalists. We do have great sportscasters, and you know what? It's nice to see the Bruins are doing what they're doing right now.
I think it's fantastic. It's so much fun, and doing it the right way. And the other thing is, Dale, as you are a representative and well know, the guys who come to Boston, they play for the Bruins, and they end up staying here. They live on the North Shore, and they contribute to the community. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Rick, sorry, you broke up. I heard the North Shore and the players.
Well, I was just saying, one thing about the guys who play for the Bruins and then end up retiring here, they end up on the North Shore, and they end up contributing to the community. So it's just a win-win to have these guys around here. Hockey players, as who was I talking to the other day? Oh, Mark Lee. And he said, hey, hockey players are different. And it's great to watch what these guys are doing.
Oh, sure. I mean, you look at Ray Bourque, all of them. Mm-hmm. A lot of them that are around here, they're all great guys, and Ray's probably the greatest ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's always doing things, always helping people out, and now I think the next legacy for that will be, hopefully he stays around here, will be Patrice Bergeron with all his fundraising, and he's everywhere, and he's just a gentleman. He's a consummate pro, and somebody will be in the rafters sooner than later, and you know, that goes into scouting. That goes into scouting. When your scouts, you need a good person before a good player.
Mm-hmm.
Because the good player is gonna struggle at times and this and that, and if they don't have the right demeanor, you know, they can eat into your success. These guys are just role models. They're tremendous captains. They're everything that you want in your organization to keep building a championship team.
And
culture.
And to think in the old rules, they could have been Canadiens, so. We got him instead.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Hey, Dale, it's been a blast. I hope we can do it again sometime during the playoffs, if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely. Love it.
All right, Coach. I'll get a hold of you. Meantime, you be careful, be safe, and have a great day, Coach.
You got it.
Thanks, Dale. Take care. That is Dale Dunbar, who is an NHL agent and the Winthrop High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.